The 2025 Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th. Forecaster at the Meteorological Services at the Argyle International Airport, Gregory Cato, said predictions indicate that the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season will be an above normal one, with 13 to 19 named storms.
Storms, on average, we get about 14, right? Named storms. However, for 2025, they're predicting 17, so above average for named storms. Again, on average in terms of hurricane for the period, it's 7, but for 2025, they're anticipating at least 9. Whereas for major hurricanes, which are hurricanes in status of category 3 and above, based on that average, you normally will get 3 on average, and they're predicting pretty much 4. If we are to compare that with last year, so last year in terms of named storms, there were 18. This year, they predict at least 17. Last year, there were 11. This year, they predict 9 in terms of hurricanes. And for major hurricanes, 5 last year. And for this year, they're predicting 5. And the NHC as well are predicting pretty much a 60% chance of an above normal season, with 13 to 19 named storms.
Cato also outlined the differences between tropical waves, tropical cyclones, tropical depressions, tropical storms, and hurricanes, as he urged people to be prepared for any eventuality this hurricane season.
So a tropical wave, pretty much it originates off the coast of Africa. Now, it's an elongated area of low pressure. It's associated with cloudiness, showers, and sometimes thunderstorms. Tropical waves, however, not all are the same. They are modulated by different things such as moisture. In terms of tropical cyclones, we do have our depression, tropical storms, and we have our hurricanes. Difference between them all are pretty much the wind in terms of the speeds, right? And with the depression, it's just that the wind speeds are less than 39 miles per hour. As you move to tropical storm status, it's between 39 to 73 miles per hour. And once you speak about hurricane, it's wind speeds in excess of 73, so 74 or higher. And of course, with that comes, the different categories of hurricanes.
Forecaster at the Meteorological Services at the Argyle International Airport, Gregory Cato. Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, Michelle Forbes, said this year's preparations have been a bit challenging in procuring the list of emergency shelters following the devastation caused by Hurricane Beryl last year. She said the preliminary list has been completed and they are currently fine-tuning the final list, which should be ready at the end of this week.
This year has been a bit challenging in that, and a wake-up call too, in terms of looking at our emergency shelters throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines. By law, we are mandated to inspect our buildings that can be used as emergency shelters and have it published for the hurricane season. Just yesterday, I got the preliminary list, so we're just doing some tidying up now. What we're seeing this year, and I had to ask the team, because the teams are really drawn from the Ministry of Transport and Works, the Ministry of Physical Planning. Those are the key persons that make up the team. I had to ask them to be firm for 2025 because we saw what happened in 2024. We lost several of our shelters, especially in the Southern Grenadines. I think all of the churches are no longer shelters in the Southern Grenadines. So that has placed us in a very ticklish position, but we should have the shelter list later this week.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, Michelle Forbes. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.